You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Mr. Chris Ruland, the co-founder and CEO of Phosphorus Cybersecurity, a veteran cybersecurity expert that will be addressing the Internet of Things security threats. Mr. Ruland, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
And equally happy to have you with us in such a great topic, a needed topic and timely topic in today's digital world. So tell us, for starters, Mr. Ruland, the Internet of Things has become commonplace in home and at work. Why are these products threats today?
Well, they become a threat once they are compromised. And so today their vulnerabilities, and many of them have become compromised, become threats. And ask anyone over at Twitter or Home Depot or Target or Marriott, have they been hacked by their IoT? And the answer is yes.
You're right on that. That is a fact. Now, tell us what types of devices are at risk at home and in business.
Well, typically, Eric, most of these IoT devices are really Unix servers that are wrapped in shiny plastic or look like a thermostat or a vacuum cleaner, but they actually have a Linux server inside of them. And when we see these devices, it could be an IP phone, it could be a Hue light bulb system. We don't really think of them as computers that require the same care and feeding as our servers and our desktops do that we spend a lot of attention securing.
And taking that even further, why is there so little security regulation on IoT devices?
Well, regulation does not make a device or product security. In fact, the software industry has little regulation around cybersecurity. I actually think we need to be careful with it. I don't think regulation helps many industries. It is interesting, California signed into law an IoT security law this year that requires vendors to provide automatic software updates and unique passwords.
Unique passwords are very key there for sure. Today, we're joined by Mr. Chris Ruland, co-founder and CEO of Phosphorus Cybersecurity, a veteran cybersecurity expert who has joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our cybersecurity channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Mr. Ruland, what is your approach to securing these devices mentioned?
So, Eric, in the enterprise is where we see the biggest potential risk. And we're working with enterprises and CIOs and CISOs to help automate the patch management and security processes around these devices. In the case of desktops, you've got great products available to help secure the endpoints, help keep endpoint applications and operating systems up to date, as well as servers. And on the router infrastructure, if you're a Cisco shop, you've got pretty good choices there. But when it comes to all the things from the light bulbs to the smartphones, et cetera, all the embedded devices that are deployed in your network, there's no one console to go and manage the security on those, and that's what we've built.
And we're certainly appreciative of that as well. Now, what can the consumer and enterprises do to protect their environments from attacks?
Well, in both cases, you need to be aware of the fact that these devices are actually computers and they need to be configured to run securely. In the case of products from companies like Apple, Amazon, and Google, today you're in pretty good shape because they've put a lot of investment into making sure those devices are secure. However, their great success also makes them big targets. But the most of the devices you see out there are not necessarily from those three manufacturers. And for the most part, there is some user intervention required to make those devices secure. The simple answer is change the passwords and update the credentials.
Such an important topic and crucial information here today for businesses and even in our personal lives as well. being secured from attacks, cyber attacks, and we really appreciate what you do in this space and for the information shared here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Sure. Certainly over the holidays, we're going to see a lot of new devices being added to networks and take a look at security. And also, we've made available our beta software for consumers to run their iPhone or Android device. And it's available for EPN listeners at phosphorus.io/EPN. You can install an iOS or Android tool to help you secure your IoT devices at home.
And we certainly appreciate that kind gesture for our listening audience. Again, it is phosphorus.io/EPN. Again, Mr. Rulin, thanks for what you do in the space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Chris Rulin, co-founder and CEO of Phosphorus Cybersecurity, a veteran cybersecurity expert who has joined us here today addressing the Internet of Things security threats. And to secure yours today as an EPN listener, visit phosphorus.io/EPN. This link will be also included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.